Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Marina Roy. The man who opened fire inside a Brooklyn subway car last year was ordered to serve 10 life sentences. Prosecutors asked for life after Frank James pleaded guilty to federal terrorism charges earlier this year. 10 people were wounded. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace after the sentencing.
When New Yorkers left their homes and boarded the N train, they had no idea that they were entering a death trap that Frank James orchestrated.
James spoke at the hearing, saying he alone was responsible for the attack. The House is in recess until next week, and Republicans are scrambling to pick a new speaker. The infighting has raised the stakes ahead of another deadline for a government shutdown. More than a dozen people are dead in northeastern India, and 100 are missing following extreme flooding. The Nobel for Literature awarded to Norwegian writer Jan Fosse for his works in poetry, plays, and children's books. This is ABC News. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' campaign is tightening its focus on Iowa.
The Ron DeSantis campaign announcing it's moving a third of its staff to Iowa, a critical move as the Florida governor aims to challenge Donald Trump, who remains the front runner for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The DeSantis campaign also disclosing its $15 million third quarter fundraising haul, though only $5 million can be used in the Republican primary. Meantime, two new polls show former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley leading DeSantis in New Hampshire and South Carolina among likely primary voters after last week's GOP presidential debate. Justin Finch, ABC News, Washington.
The cost of owning a car in Singapore is soaring to new heights. Before you can buy a car there, prospective buyers need to have a certificate of entitlement, which now costs over $106,000. The city state introduced the COE in 1990 to combat congestion. Rena Roy, ABC News.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. The suspect in an Eau Claire bank robbery was arrested in northern Wisconsin yesterday. Maxwell Lubick was taken into custody in Superior after 2 days on the run. He's accused of taking cash from Wisconsin Credit Union on Eau Claire's west side on Monday after threatening workers there. The Eau Claire Police Department said he fled on a dirt bike which was found on a trail south of the city. The FBI is helping with the investigation. One person is dead after a rollover crash in Burnett County yesterday morning. The sheriff's office said the crash happened before 3 a.m. on Highway 35 about a mile south of Danbury. One person in the vehicle died at the scene. A second person in the vehicle had to be flown to a hospital in the Twin Cities due to their injuries. Drought conditions in Wisconsin held mostly steady from last week. 75% of the state is experiencing drought. That's down from about 80% last week. The worst drought is just south of La Crosse in the Driftless area, while parts of northern Wisconsin, including Sawyer County, are in severe drought. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
He shouldn't even have BLTs. They're a terrible sandwich.
Oh, I love BLTs. That's
so
like
do
one,
I.
The one deli sandwich I could have.
Greg, don't yuck my yum, dude.
I will.
We've already established on this show today that Greg is happy to judge people's yums.
Bring me your yums, for I am the yum judge.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Aaron comes in every day looking like he just stepped out of a Turkish bathhouse because it's so hot in there. Just to recap, so far the segment has been filled with dog vomit, old men peeing, and Aaron wearing a dish towel. So we're...
Hey man, your name's on the show. Your name's on the show.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
On Friday, it was Sam's first day flying solo because Aaron said he was going bear hunting. Aaron's not here this morning.
He's
so
not.
It's either Aaron doesn't need to be here or Aaron's been eaten by a bear.
Gosh, I'd sure hope that Aaron hasn't been eaten by a bear.
Well, he's not there. Now I'm just afraid that if we ring up his phone somewhere out there, Mrs. Bear is going to elbow Mr. Bear and go, is your tummy rumbling?
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve up in here, Dom. Welcome to it.
Hey, happy Friday Eve. Crudy, good to be with you. Nate working the board. Our fair audience is one day away, baby.
Getting close. Everybody working for the weekend. I got to tell you, though, not feeling great today. Thought about calling in sick, and you know. I never call in sick, right? Never call in sick. Yesterday, we promised you. Greatest radio show ever. Today, I'm just warning you. Might be just a smidge below that standard.
We're officially lowering the bar.
I don't know if it's the sinking feeling of the Brewers getting blown out two games in the wild card. Two and done.
Yeah.
It was over by last night, man.
Hey, look, I just have one thing to say. Bucks in six. Moving on, baby.
Bucks in six media markets across the state of Wisconsin, thanks to Civic Media. You know, the Bucks have a preseason game this weekend, Dom.
Oh, really? Coming quick? Damn.
And Civic Media has made a big commitment to Milwaukee Bucks and the BMO Milwaukee Bucks Radio Network. We are teammates in a big way. Six Bucks in six Civic Media markets, Dom. They will include WISS. I'm going to do this all by memory. WISS, WFHR, WLAK, the big Q up in the Northwoods. They're going to have the basketball with us. WRCE, Dom, that's news. And now Bucks from the center. And our flagship, WRJN, 1400 AM, 99.9 FM in Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee. Bucks tipping off this weekend. I'm very excited.
Me too.
I saw you taking notes there. I think I got them first time through. You're welcome, everyone. Your Milwaukee Bucks, you'll hear them here on the Civic Media Network. Now, you got to listen to them over the air. They will not stream. NBA, blame them, not us. But we will provide the Bucks. But I got to tell you, last night, Dom, I woke up in the middle of the night. And I wasn't feeling good.
No.
And you and I have been hanging out a lot last couple of nights.
Don't blame me, man.
Watching Brewers games and enjoying the company. And last night, you were kind enough to buy my dinner. And let's just say somewhere late in the evening, I returned it to sender.
Ooh.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
I was just not feeling good. But now I feel like, you know, $62.
All right. Well done.
Feeling nearly okay. Dom, here's what I would say. I got a little moral today. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Be it in sports or politics, you know, sometimes what's the saying? You got to lose one to win one. Life. Or in being a crazy man approaching the governor of the great state of Wisconsin, when you're first arrested and taken down to jail and you bail yourself out and you show up with another gun on the very same day, Tom, that's persistence.
Indeed. Indeed it is.
Man would not be denied. Man with the handgun seeking Governor Tony Evers. I try to put a light spin on this. Nothing too funny about a guy showing up at your place with the gun.
Twice in the same day.
A 43-year-old Madison man who goes by Taco demanded to see Governor Tony Evers at the Wisconsin State Capitol yesterday afternoon and returned later with an assault rifle after posting bail. Evers told reporters Thursday he was unharmed and had confidence in the state capitol police. They would continue to keep him safe. I'm okay. To their credit, the capitol police took control of the situation. So it's over. But yeah, it's always something. That is, things you don't want to see happen. But that's why we have good people in the police departments, in the capitol police and the state patrol. Evers told reporters they're doing great work. Well, he was not in the Capitol, my understanding, Dom. On Wednesday afternoon, Joshua Plesnick arrived at the state capitol shirtless with a leash dog. At least he's following the dog leashing laws, Dom, and wearing a holstered handgun, according to information on the incident provided to lawmakers and obtained by the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. While being interviewed, Plesnick said he would continue coming to the capitol until he spoke to the governor about domestic abuse towards men. Plesnick stated he did not own a vehicle, and it is likely he has access to a large amount of weapons and is comfortable using them. What a pleasant thought. Use extreme caution when in contact with Plesnick. He should be considered armed, Capitol Police officers told lawmakers in an alert. And Plesnick was arrested after approaching the security desk outside of Evers' office inside the state capitol. The Department of Administration spokeswoman Tatiana Warwick told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel he said he would not leave until he saw Evers. Police arrested the man for openly carrying a firearm inside the Capitol building, which is a violation of state law. You know what would have been permitted, Dom? Concealed carrying that very same weapon if he'd worn a shirt and let it flow over the holster. Concealed it, Dom. And, of course, had the prerequisite permit, which is pretty damn easy to get in this state. You can get the AR, the AK, you could probably get the concealed carry permit, don't you think?
Probably. Maybe you have to carry, you know, have a trench coat and hide it. But, yes, with a concealed carry permit, you can carry within the Capitol. Plesnick returned to the state capitol about 9 p.m. with an assault-style rifle after posting bail at the Dane County Jail. He demanded to see the governor again and was again taken into custody. Lawmakers were not notified of either incident until Thursday morning. The Evers administration initially refused to supply information to the General Sentinel early on Thursday. I was not notified, but it sounds like the Capitol Police did a fine job, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss said on Thursday. Last year, Evers appeared on a target list of a man accused of fatally shooting a retired county judge. The so-called hit list was found in the suspect's vehicle, with names that included Evers, Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, and U.S. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, a Republican from Kentucky, Jesse Apoy, and Molly Beck at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel.
A persistent man. If at first you don't succeed, try again. Go back and get another weapon.
I mean, thankfully, the weapons were not used, right? Seemingly. Maybe some, you know, things going on in the head. You know, I'm not one to analyze.
Well, there is,
you know,
perhaps a medical hold, but how was he booked, released, and returned to the scene of the very same crime, armed again in the very same day?
Without a car, but he's got a very expensive rifle? I mean, wow. Wow. Now, my understanding, Crudy, there is some Twitter sphere out there from the righties that this was a liberal, a Bernie supporter. And I don't know if that's the case, but that's what people are saying. If that is the case, a couple of things. Number one, Bernie Sanders would not endorse this. We do not endorse this. Number two, liberals have guns too, I guess.
Some right? do.
Some do. I do. And thankfully, I guess ultimately, he did not use the weapons. But if there's some sort of mental hold going on right now, I'm not clear what happened to him, but how do you get the weapons in the first place? You know what I mean? Aren't we supposed to have procedures in place? So perhaps those that have some issues are unable or make it more difficult for them to get weapons. Really wonder what the Republicans think about all that.
I'm not clear. 844-967-2789. Here is another local story. Just want to throw it out there. Cap Times reporting. Joe Parisi, the Dane County executive, is retiring after 13 years, Dom.
Oh, don't go, Joe.
We're going to invite Joe Parisi. I'm going to call you personally and invite you to the Jade Monkey. He's been there before. Dom, we're going to party coming up on the 17th. That's a Tuesday night at one of Hawk's finest neighborhood bars, the Jade Monkey over on Cottage Grove Road here in Madison in Dane County. And Joe Parisi's joined us over there before. And Dom, Joe is being strategic in his way out the door. Parisi is planning to retire in May of 2024, according to his office, which is before his term ends in May of 2025. His departure in May prevents his replacement from being elected in an April spring election. Instead, a special election will be held in November of 2024. That's a presidential year, Dom. And County Board Chair Patrick Miles will temporarily become acting county executive. Kind of like they're doing in the House right now. Miles will appoint an interim county executive ahead of the November election. Parisi said he thinks it will be great timing for a special election to coincide with a presidential. I think so too. This county, I live here in Dane County. Joe's been my fine executive for 13 years, about as long as we've been on the radio.
Yeah, right.
And here's what I can say. As long as he has been my county executive, as long as we, Dom, you and I have been on the radio doing the devil's advocate, some call us the greatest radio show ever. You know, Wednesdays, not always Thursdays, but, you know, you might get a good show. Stick around. You never can tell. But I would say this. Dane County has reliably voted blue, overwhelmingly voted blue. Thank you, Joe Parisi. And the devil's advocates.
And the devil's advocates.
A little twofer there.
Great timing. I mean, what do we need? I mean, what here's was the turnout for Dane County and the Protasiewicz race, Grody?
Here's what Parisi says. We will have record turnout. Yes. Probably 300,000 or so people voting. And so we'll be able to have participation by basically everyone in the community. My whole county, we'll all be voting that day, Dom. Parisi being strategic on his way out. Going to miss
Joe. Hate to see you go, Joe, but hope you come around the Devil's Advocates at the the Funky Monkey, the Jade Monkey, just less than a couple of weeks away. We'll get Joe in.
We got to write it down for you. Like, my memory, pretty good. Not perfect, but yours.
that's why we hang out, man. You are my memory. Thank you.
I am the institutional knowledge that is the Devil's Advocates radio show. You know, we have partied with Joe Parisi more than once. At least once at the Jade Monkey. He'll come on down. Joe, I feel confident. If you don't have a conflict, you will be a guest of honor. And I love this strategery. I love when the Dems do it smart. Do it smart, Joe. And he's doing it precisely as Crudy would cast it upon the electorate on a November election day in Dane County, in my hometown, where some 300,000 people may turn out for the polls. Vote early and often. That's what I always say. Come back, more Devils.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Do you support the legalization, regulation, and taxation of legal cannabis in the state of Wisconsin? You said yes! Melissa, that was like 12 years ago! What do you think the hang-up is?
It's the Republicans. They're suffering from reefer madness. They're out-of-touch legislators in the Capitol building who don't want to give a win to Governor Evers and Democrats.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Well, he had a little chat with management yesterday, and I did suggest a daily limo and a fruit plate.
How'd they take that?
That didn't seem to take that seriously for some reason.
I have full faith in you. You've been doing this for a long time. And you have Greg Buck.
I got a call from management this morning saying if I'd be interested in taking on new roles as a driver and buying fruit plates. That's a career opportunity.
Put that on your resume, baby.
Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast skies tonight with a chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 43. Winds out of the west, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High of 48. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 37. High temperatures reach up to 50 Saturday under cloudy skies. 53 Sunday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 59.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we're back on the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dom, there is some breaking news of sort here at the Journal Sentinel. Hope Carnop reporting Republicans are going to shut down the World Naked Bike Ride events in Wisconsin. Why are they against bicycles, Dom?
Because, man, they love burning the gas, baby. Roads to drive.
I don't think it's actually opposition to bikes. Maybe I'm being hyperbolic here.
Oh, maybe.
Let me ask a different question.
All right.
Why are they opposed, the state Republicans? Why are they opposed the naked? Aren't we born that way? I know I was.
Born that way. That's the way we're born. Why, God? I don't know what to tell you, man. Why are Republicans so uptight? You want me to answer that question? Man, there's a whole list of reasons I could throw out there, but I really don't know.
You have been, in our 30 plus year friendship, Dom, you have been one of the more naked people I've known. Like, really, you're a big naked guy. You like, you know, nature, let's just say.
Clothes are cumbersome, man. You know, they're restricting. No, I like to be naked. I sleep naked. You know, if I don't have anyone around the house, I walk around naked. You know, I had to temper that a little bit with my kids. My kids, yeah, hey, I'm an adult. My house, I walk around naked in my house if I want. But of course, with the kids' friends are over, that's a little weird. You know, I can't do that. So I have to, you know, have to throw on a robe or a pair of shorts or something. I don't want to do that. I'm just going to walk out of my room and go get a glass of water or something. I got to get dressed to do that in my own home. What is this craziness, man?
You know, I've often criticized you because you go out in life wearing flip-flops constantly. And I've always said flip-flops, the shoes that prepare you for nothing that life could throw at you.
Oh, and you're so wrong always, Crudy. What the flip-flops allow is maximum efficiency from clothed to nakedness. Boom, boom.
And that's an excellent point. Let's jump into this reporting. Republican lawmakers are attempting to shut down the World Naked Bike Ride events in Wisconsin after local police and prosecutors determined a young girl photographed participation in the Madison Ride this summer did not violate any laws. A Senate committee held a public hearing Thursday for two bills aimed at changing how police would prosecute displays of nudity in public and prevent taking photos of nude children. The proposals have gained the support of about 20 Republicans. Shockingly, Dom, no Democrats. We're a more, you know, naked party, Democrats. It's kind of a joke, but it's not a joke, said Senate President Chris Kapinga. I think that's exactly how I perceive Kapinga. Kind of a joke, but sadly, in that he's the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, he's the Senate president, he's kind of a joke,
But it's not a joke. It's not funny. Oh, he's from Delafield, and he authored these fine bills, Tom. This is a pretty serious situation, especially in today's society. One bill would eliminate the language in state law that exposing genitals publicly and indecently constitutes a Class A misdemeanor, which carries a $10,000 fine, 9 months in prison, or both. The statute would instead apply to intentional exposure in public. Both proposals would include exceptions for breastfeeding in public. It's nice to know that they make that exception, Dom. That's more exceptions than they make in the 1849 abortion ban.
Well, if you're going to talk about that, then how about allowing women? Women, if men can walk around and show their breasts, go shirtless, shouldn't women be allowed the same exact right?
Well, that would be different than genitals, presumably. But let me ask you, has there been a big issue historically with someone inadvertently exposing their genitals to public view? Because why the distinction for intentional exposure?
Well, because they're taking away publicly and indecently and is replacing that with intentional. They're making it more restrictive because, as it's read, there was no crime committed. They want, for some reason, they want this to be a crime. The Republicans want to make nudity a crime.
Dominic, the other would prohibit people from allowing minors to attend an event at which a group of adult participants intentionally expose their genitals, buttocks, or other intimate parts in a public area. It would also prohibit taking pictures of new children in public unless the purpose of reporting it to law enforcement within a day. Children have always been allowed to participate if they want, if they are with a parent or legal guardian, according to Peter Keeney, the organizer of the Madison event. He doubted whether the changes would result in the event being shut down, noting district attorneys have not enforced other laws like the state's 1849 abortion ban. And Democratic Governor Tony Evers said, it's probably not a really good idea for children to participate in the event, and he'd take a look at the proposals. Here's one more quote, Dom. I think we need to keep things from boiling over into litigating and legislating things that frankly don't need to, Evers said Thursday after touring a childcare center. It happened once. Do we need to legislate against that? It seems like there's more important things for people to legislate about.
Crudy, Senator LaTanya Johnson brought up concerts that the changes could mean parents would not be allowed to take their children to a Beyonce concert, for example, where dancers may show their buttocks on stage. The legislator's nonpartisan attorney said a court could interpret the law narrowly and not criminalize the parents. There are a lot of concert venues in my district, Johnson said. It's a concern for those parents that will take their children there that can potentially be illegal, and it also affects the revenue that's coming in the state from ticket sales, concession purchases, the whole nine yards. Kapinger responded, I highly doubt that Beyonce would not come because she can't expose her crack. A strip of cloth from Joanne's Fabric cost about 37 cents. So if they got to buy 100 strips of cloth to cover their butt crack, I'm okay with that.
Wait. But this is the standard butt crack exposure. This is what Kapinga takes such great issue with. Because I got to tell you what, I know there's going to be at least a whole plumbers union full of nervous guys. What about
them? I thought they were a party of the working man. Come on.
They'll never be able to make another home visit in their life because there might be children present and they've exposed their butt crack, Dom. And the children will never be the same.
It's now in the official record from Kapinga. Butt crack. Thank you, Senator. Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Senator Butt Crack to you.
But there's more. There's more. And you got to hear it on the other side. We'll be right back.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The man who opened fire inside a Brooklyn subway car last year was ordered to serve 10 life sentences. Prosecutors asked for life after Frank James pleaded guilty to federal terrorism charges earlier this year. 10 people were wounded. U.S. Attorney Breon Peace after the sentencing.
When New Yorkers left their homes and boarded the N train, they had no idea that they were entering a death trap. that Frank James orchestrated.
James spoke at the hearing, saying he alone was responsible for the attack. The House is in recess until next week, and Republicans are scrambling to pick a new speaker. The infighting has raised the stakes ahead of another deadline for a government shutdown. More than a dozen people are dead in northeastern India, and 100 are missing following extreme flooding. The Nobel for Literature awarded to Norwegian writer Jan Fosse for his works in poetry, plays, and children's books. This is ABC News.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
For Lake Air 1260 AM, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Here's what you need to know in Amory. The suspect in an Eau Claire bank robbery was arrested in northern Wisconsin yesterday. Maxwell Lubick was taken into custody in Superior after 2 days on the run. He's accused of taking cash from Wisconsin Credit Union on Eau Claire's west side on Monday after threatening workers there. The Eau Claire Police Department said he fled on a dirt bike, which was found on a trail south of the city. The FBI is helping with the investigation. One person is dead after a rollover crash in Burnett County yesterday morning. The sheriff's office said the crash happened before 3 a.m. on Highway 35, about a mile south of Danbury. One person in the vehicle died at the scene. A second person in the vehicle had to be flown to a hospital in the Twin Cities due to their injuries. Drought conditions in Wisconsin held mostly steady from last week. 75% of the state is experiencing drought. That's down from about 80% last week. The worst drought is just south of La Crosse in the Driftless area, while parts of northern Wisconsin, including Sawyer County, are in severe drought. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Time out!
All right! Remember, we're a team that plays together. Listen, the winning will take care of itself. We just have to get everyone involved.
In interscholastic sports, we celebrate what makes every one of us unique. And in the pursuit of a common goal, everyone in the huddle, in the bleachers, and in the community comes together. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ed Council and Pivotal Ventures.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Don't be so quick to walk away. Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. That makes it Friday Eve up in here. Greatest radio show ever? Maybe. We'll see. We'll see. But I got to tell you, Dom, I never envisioned the day where state law would set a standard that I could not see a butt crack in the state of Wisconsin under threat of criminal penalty. You got to go down to Joanne Fabrics and get a strip and cover that butt crack. Or perhaps our friend Jeff sent me a little picture. Crack spackle. What if they spackle the crack?
Let's talk about the crack for just a moment. I mean, this is
the butt crack.
Senator Kapinga.
Yes.
Right. So
that's his new moniker, butt crack.
Butt crack. That's what it is. I mean, he's the one that brought it up, right? They want to expose their genitals. Something concerned about people exposing their genitals, buttocks, or intimate parts. LaTanya Johnson brought up a Beyonce concert. You know, there might be some butts there. And of course, he comes back with butt cracks and Joanne Fabrics and cover up the butt crack. So my question is, well, is it the entirety of the butt crack? Is it, you know how they used to measure the bathing suits? Is someone going to come in and say, well, you know, the first inch is okay, you know, because little pants come down a little bit, you know, doing a little plumbing action? Or is it going to be like all the way down to the bottom, towards the end of the butt crack? Because, of course, the butt crack does
end. How much butt crack exposure is too much butt crack exposure?
And everyone's body's different, man. You know, everyone's got a different.
I am not blessed with the bootylicious butt. Occasionally difficult for me to keep the britches all the way up in full mast. You know
what I'm saying? So then, yeah, and that would be different, man. You might be more susceptible than someone with a perhaps rounder, fuller buttocks.
You know when I'm most susceptible to exposing my butt crack? Usually trying to walk out of the market. You know, like if I come out of the store, because my arms are full, I'm holding the groceries, and then my pants start sliding out a little bit as I walk. Don't follow me at the Pick and Save. There's liable to be a criminal offense. I'm just saying.
Let's hear a little bit more about the great ideas from the Republicans solving all the problems. Hope Carnop at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. I will continue in a memo sent to lawmakers seeking co-sponsorship. You know, the anti-butt crack coalition. Kapinga and Rep. Cindy Duco described their Child Protection Act as a response to a girl, a singular girl, and I would add in there, with permission and accompanied by their adult parents, participation in Madison's World Naked Bike Race earlier this summer. Madison police had cited participants in the past, but new city leadership seems to have looked the other way, they wrote. These bills will help give all municipalities clarity in the law and affirm that exposing yourself in public is illegal. And furthermore, subjecting kids to this indecent and inappropriate display will also not be tolerated. The human body. You know what I mean? These are the same people who think the Statue of David is porn. I sent Crudy a picture. The City Hall here in Milwaukee. It's got like little statues.
I am quite offended. Tell the people, you know, don't be too titillating because there's nakedness on the City Hall. It's a full Brett Favre junk exposure there, Dom.
Yes, it is. A bill from 1895, and it still stands. Republicans, are you going to go around all the state and city historic buildings and tear those down? Do you have the right? No, it gets worse. Let me get to it, because you don't even know why I'm so mad yet. The Madison Police Department received multiple complaints, including from conservative Dane County Supervisor Jeff Weigland, alleging a girl believed to be about 10 years old rode in the June event. A photo posted to Facebook by the organizer of Milwaukee's event showed the girl facing away from the camera, riding a bike, nude, with her buttocks visible. The department's special victim unit reviewed the photo, but determined Wisconsin statutes on possession of child pornography did not apply because the photo was not sexual in nature. No, she's riding a bike. Police also determined the statute relating to exposing a child to harmful material or narrations did not apply. Police also used their discretion not to cite participants under the local public indecency ordinance. Madison City Attorney Michael Haas previously explained court decisions interpreting indecent, quote unquote, leave room for judgment about whether the conduct offends a community sense of decency, he said. A community sense of decency. So I guess it depends on what kind of community you're riding around in, right, Kapinga?
Well, he's out there in Delafield. They're squares, apparently, but here in Madison, a little more temperate of the butt crack.
Even if the bills are enacted, law enforcement and prosecutors could still determine whether the conduct warrants prosecution under state criminal laws or local ordinances. The State Department of Justice also confirmed it was never involved in investigating the incident. This is more. You want to jump on this, Curtis? Should I just continue on?
Keep going. I'll backtrack and find where you're at.
Two Republican U.S. representatives, Tom Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, yes, those guys, asked the Federal Department of Justice in July to investigate the incident in a September congressional. Now, don't worry about January 6th. There were no butt cracks there. Just, you know, the overthrow of the government. But, oh, my goodness, there's some people having fun, and the Republicans got to come in and try to squash that.
Well, Dom,
the National World Bike Ride will be wild.
It's ironic that both Tiffany and Scott Fitzgerald, newly elected to Congress, on the same ballot they objected to the outcome of their own state's election on.
Yeah.
They were those guys, weren't they? Specifically, they were Tiffany guys, and yes, Fitzgerald?
All those Republicans won on the same ballot they claimed Biden cheated on. Members of nudist organizations and a UW expert in interpreting statutes told Milwaukee General Sentinel the state laws relating to nudity and exploitation of minors did not apply because the event is not sexual in nature. Organizers say the event is instead a celebration of body positivity and a protest against oil dependence.
Wait. Can I do the next one, Dom? I feel like I'm due a good quote.
Okay,
here.
Man. All right.
It isn't. Okay. This one's mine. I'm going to quote this Wiegand. Now, he's the only other person besides Buttcrack Kapinga to testify Thursday. And here's what he said. Proponents of this bike ride have stated that they believe this is about their freedom to protest. I would ask them, what about my freedom? What about my freedom to walk around, walk down the street, and not be assaulted by nudity?
Assaulted by nudity?
What happens if this guy's walking in the bathroom and catches a glimpse of himself in the mirror? Does he shame himself?
I mean, assaulted by nudity. Assaulted by nudity. I mean, I can't even get... I mean, really, really? You know, you're right. Why? Let's just walk backwards. Let's think about how the Republicans, how conservatives have been. Remember the days when you used to be assaulted by, you know, a woman showing their shoulders? Remember those days? Or the days you used to be assaulted by...
Well, if it's Michelle Obama...
Not wearing pantyhose, or a woman wearing open-toed shoes. Remember being assaulted by the elbows and the knees and the thighs and the calves? Remember all the times that Republicans over the course of history have been assaulted by these things? I mean, really, man? Are you kidding me? And is this religious base? Is this body shame base? What is the basis for this? Assaulted by nudity?
Well, if you look at Kapinga's educational record, Dom, he's one of the churchy sort of guys. He went to Calvin University for his undergrad degree. So, anyways,
these are the same Republicans.
God opposes nudity. That's why he makes you fully dressed when you're born.
Women. Second-class citizens. These same Republicans today. What's the 1849 abortion law, right? These same Republicans. These same Republicans that think it's fine for a man to go shirtless, but if a woman does it, she's got to get arrested. These are the same Republicans. I mean, what year is this, man? Get over yourself. It's not a big deal. It's a bike ride. It's a little protest. It's a little having fun. It's not a freaking orgy, man. It's not the Matt Gaetz party, man. These are people driving around the town on their bikes, having fun. There's no assault by nudity. I mean, if that's what I don't even know what the man looks like, but I'm pretty sure I feel like I'm assaulted by his looks, by his mannerisms. But you know what? Life's a bitch. You got freedoms. You got rights. I'm not going to outlaw your face because I don't like it.
Could we do that?
I mean, no, we can't. Okay. That'd be bad.
In a statement, local event organizers said, the assumption is the bills are designed to prevent some further harm to the people of Wisconsin, but there is no hint as to what may have been done.
You have to infer the harm, Crudy.
In the entire history of Wisconsin, there has never been a state or federal law protecting anyone, regardless of age, gender, or anything else, from the sight of a human body. If there were important and indeed necessary, it would have been done long ago.
All the Republicans will do it now because they got nothing else to do. No other priorities in the state of Wisconsin. One minor with their parents on a bike ride in the community of Madison who obviously think it's fun and have no problem with it, except for, you know, the people coming in like Kapinga want to make an issue out of it. I tell you what, man, I didn't make it this year because I was actually at a bike race, not a real bike race, you know, like a bike race. People are going fast, going around the corner, trying to win money, you know, bicycle races. But I'm kind of thinking like maybe we need to step up on this one, Crudy. You know, Jeff Scott Olson, we talked about, you know, what's the next thing to fall? And nudity, man, he's all about it. We already got JSO in our corner.
So what you're talking about is going full Monty.
Full Monty, yep. Yep.
Buttcrack exposed to God and Chris Kapinga. And what if you're arrested, Dom? There's a chance your buttcrack would continue to be exposed and your your junk would be flapping in the breeze there.
Oh no.
And someone like this Wiegand guy might be assaulted by your nudity. Which I must say, I've seen you naked many times. A little discomforting, but never assaulting. You know, you
if you warned me it was coming, you know, if it wasn't just at a dinner table at a bar sometimes.
Oh, come on.
844-967. 2789. Let's get to the phones. Let's get to our fair audience. If we can, I'll get there. Jim from Madison. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
Well, who defines where nudity starts? So if I put on a jock strap and cover my crack up with duct tape, am I legal to walk down the street?
It would seem yes. As long as you've got a 37-cent strip of fabric between your cheeks.
From Joann Fabrics, yep.
You've got her covered by the Kapinga standard.
But, all right, and then I think Kapinga needs to go back to the Middle Ages with Pope Pius and cover all the statues and cut off their pallywhackers like they did in the Vatican. So, you know, that's where he needs to be.
Do you think he's ever been to a Red Hot Chili Peppers concert? You know, no. Those guys wear like a single sock on stage sometimes, you know, theatrically speaking. But, you know, their buttocks are sometimes exposed to the audience.
No, say it ain't so.
There's some nudity adjacentness going on there, Jim. He would not enjoy that show, this Kapinga.
Would he go to Hooters? Would he be offended by going to Hooters?
Oh, he probably takes his kids there every holiday, I would suspect.
Well, only for like Thanksgiving and the important holidays.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate what you guys do.
Thanks, Jim. It's important work here, you know, making sure that no one exposes their butt crack to Chris Kapinga.
How tight can you possibly be, man?
You know, I think there's a better scheme here, Dom. You know, something about mooning Kapinga wherever he goes, showing him my butt cracks. Jeannie from Eau Claire, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jeannie.
Oh, you guys, thank you so much for bringing this up, because I was watching a hearing where they were questioning, you know, our Attorney General Merrick regarding, you know, different things that the House was. And I think it was Tiffany, but
whining about Nancy for sure. The non-response from the U.S. Attorney General to his concerns about a naked bike ride in Madison, which is not his district.
Yes, I saw that, and I thought, what the, you know what is the matter with that guy bringing that up at the federal level about what's going on in the state? I mean, I thought, oh, is he trying to get some federal response to have somebody arrested in Madison by the federal government? God, they're nuts. Thanks for bringing this up, guys. This gives me some clarification. Great job. Keep up the good work.
Make sure you keep your crack covered, Jeannie. All the butt cracks must be covered. You know, 37-cent piece of fabric from Joann Fabric, that's all it really takes. You know, I think we could craft some Kapinga outfits. Halloween, right around the corner, Don. I think we got to go visit the Senate. What's his job? President? President
some chaps.
Beavis and Buttcrack? That guy, Kapinga?
Terrible.
He was the very first person I ever spoke coarsely of on the radio. At that time, I called him a D-bag. And I regretted it mildly. And you asked me, as Jesse Appoint said, you know, any regrets? I said, call him Kapinga D-bag. And he said to me, well, is he a D-bag? And I said, big time. Come back. More Devil's Advocates.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Chance for scattered showers tonight, otherwise cloudy. Lows dip down to about 43, west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 48, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 37 tomorrow night, cloudy. Temps a bit below average Saturday and Sunday, with highs from the upper 40s to the lower 50s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 60.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 1215, Town Call. 1 p.m., The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. WLAK.
The Devil's Advocates, tackling the issues you're not allowed to talk about at the dinner table.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Wondering what you think on this topic of conversation. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, you, by example, are a little pro butt crack exposure. Senator Chris Kapinga against the butt crack. Very, very offended by the butt crack. Nudity in all its forms really bothers the man. I'm not quite sure why. Why are you so offended?
Why? I mean, again, the religion thing. What else, man? Right? We looked briefly at his background. Very, very religious upbringing, religious high school, I believe, religious college, I believe. Well, I mean, for some reason, perhaps what his religious teachings told him that, you know, nudity is bad, that human nature is bad. I mean, I don't know. I don't know why. Why does anybody care, man? Why can men take off their shirt and women can't? These are very basic, and I still don't hear an answer. And if they're going to go down this road and perhaps bring up, oh, well, breastfeeding's okay. Well, okay. Why then? Why not just, you know, like hanging out in the sun, like Crudy with his shirt off or me with my shirt off? Why is it any different? Tell me why. Ooh.
You know, it's been a glorious summer, Dom. I must confess, I've taken my shirt off more than most summers historically since I was younger and in better shape, you know, sort of the remoteness of the cabin.
But yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, you know, being comfortable in your own skin, being comfortable with your body, man, you know, I'm not the statue of Michael over here, man, but I enjoy having my shirt off. I enjoy not being constricted by clothes. I mean, hey, I don't want to sit on a dirty park bench naked, but it doesn't matter. It's about being comfortable with who you are. And apparently these cats are not comfortable with who they are.
Do you work out?
Bro, does it show? Can you tell I did legs yesterday?
Are you married?
Happily for 19 years. Thank you.
844-967-2789. Dick from Madison. Welcome, Dick. You're probably naked right now, aren't you, Dick?
Hey, Dick.
Yeah, in the garage. I just got one question. What are plumbers to do?
See, that's what I'm saying.
Seriously, the plumber's Nord. I mean, are they going to, is that next? This is unbelievable with all the stuff going on in the state, and that's what they have time for?
I got to tell you, I've seen some plumber's cracks that have been a little traumatizing.
Well, that might be, but they're after them too. And whoever called about the duct tape, I guess maybe they're going to have that on hand. You know, to even
or a butt, as the case may be here, Dick.
Yeah.
You're going to be have to be careful with your moniker.
if you make a residential call as a plumber, you better be really, you know, suspenders better be on that day.
That should be a mandate anyways, don't you think? Part of the apprenticeship program, you get your union suspenders, hey, just man, to keep them up.
Listen, buyer beware, Dick. You know what I'm saying? I'm about free market capitalism. If you don't like the butt crack, you know, maybe you lose some business, but that's up to them, Dick.
Some see it as a buying feature.
They certainly, there was a plumber in Madison that had a picture of a toilet, a guy sitting on a toilet, so that when he was sitting in the driver's seat of his truck, he looked like he was sitting on the toilet. They'd probably have a real issue with that, too.
Depends on whether or not his
unbelievable
buttocks are exposed, Dick. Dick, go put some clothes on, fella. Thanks for listening. 844-967-2789. Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy, Bob? How you doing, man?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, boys. Hey, boys. How are you?
Good.
Good, man.
Okay. You're missing a wonderful, wonderful marketing opportunity.
What is that, Bob?
Make bumper stickers.
What's that?
Make bumper stickers.
Bumper stickers to cover to the crack to eliminate
the... That's just about the right size. That's just about the right size, ain't it?
I think we should all, like, write messages on our left cheek, our right cheek, and then put a thin strip of fabric and then go moon Kapinga at a committee hearing. You know, but that'd we would meet the standard of decency in that case. And whatever we were thinking of Kapinga, we could expose to him as long as our cracks are covered. Yeah, I'm down. You got to come up. Who's your Bob? Join me for a little mooning of the Senate president.
That'd be bad. Well, it's a little hard in a wheelchair.
We would make accommodations, Bob. We would work it out.
But yeah, you could put WMDX on the bumper stickers. It'd be wonderful.
I like how you think, Bob. You know, someone gave me, thank you for listening, sir. Someone gave me a similar suggestion when I want to burn it all down on the Fox News, Dom. Now, I chose a differing route by calling out their lack of January 6th live coverage in a profane way. That's what got me banned. But it had been suggested, I think it was our old pal Rick that said, you know, left cheek Fox and on the right cheek fills the void.
844-967-2789. Mark, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Yeah, they was in Genesis, they were naked, the man and his wife, and they were not ashamed. I mean, that's from the Bible.
Yeah, so, but then the snake talked her into eating the apple or something, right? And then it all got a little twisted.
But these people don't feel ashamed with their nudity, so that's the whole point. I mean, and why should they feel ashamed? I mean, and for God's sakes, when I was in high school, wearing the Speedo they issued me in high school, it essentially could have been painted on me and exposed enough there when it, you know, you get up out of the pool wet. I mean, it just
it's not a whole lot. Slow down, Mark. Ah, I'm getting visuals I don't need. I mean, we can use our imaginations, but yeah, I mean, Dom and his banana strap too. That thing's a little scary. Dom's got a yellow Speedo. He's been photographed in occasionally, mostly for, you know, holidays and such.
I went to a wedding down in Key West and the bride, because everyone knows I'm pretty much the naked guy, right? So I got this, you got me this little.
Your reputation precedes?
Right. Because I'll wear it because it's funny, because who cares, man? You know what I'm saying? People, get over yourself. Let's have a good time. Republicans, find something else to do.
Well, Dom, it's not that I mind your lack of modesty. Just more time in the gym, fella. More time in the gym.
Come on, man. I'll work out tomorrow, I swear.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I'll join you there. Yeah. Come back. We're not done yet. The happier happy hour is getting better up in here. We'll turn our attention to the speakerless house, the former president of the United States, and more of your phone calls, of course. 844-967-2789. I was thinking Naked and Afraid. You think Kapinga ever watches that show? Would that make him fearful? Would he have to cover his eyes?
People are naked. They try to survive out in the wild.
There's some naked dating show going on now too.
Yeah. Oh wow. Wow. Naked's a thing apparently. Not for Republicans. No naked for you. And lights off, missionary only.
And don't enjoy it. I'm sure Mrs. Kapinga does not. Come back. More devils.
Ready. delicious Honeycrisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way.
To get inside.
Each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic Media app.